Sportco captain Tommy Jonas. Shortly, we love our chats with Tommy. Game 2 of the Australia v India T20 series is tonight, midnight. Go you Aussies. And Shane Munford and GWS are up tonight contesting his one-match ban for striking. Oh boy, good luck.
Yeah, we'll see how that unfolds. If we get any news, we'll pass it on too. But now let's check the traffic. For all your freight requirements, local interstate warehousing and distribution, call Aussie Fast on 131770. Here's Laura Medlin.
Thanks, Bix. There's been a smash in Parafield on Main North Road at Eldersmith Road. The earliest smash on the southeastern freeway in Crayford's West, just above the tunnels heading outbound, is still causing major delays. One lane is still out for outbound traffic. The other earliest smash on Main South Road just before Bunnings and Old Nalunga is still causing heavy delays in both directions. Watch for delays at the end of the expressway in Old Nalunga. City-bound traffic is also banked up on Victor Harbour Road all the way back to Mount Compass.
Jeez!
It's really busy around there, so if you can avoid the area, I would, but I don't know the area well enough to know if there are alternate routes.
There will be.
Road closures for the Superloop 500 setup to Getterfield Terrace and Wakefield Road are both closed, as is East Terrace from Wakefield Road to Bartels Road. Some delays building around the setup on Fullerton Road, Rundle Street and the Parade. Also busy on Portrush Road from Stafford Grove to Greenhill Road for southbound traffic, and busy on Stephen Terrace from 3rd Avenue to Walkerville Terrace for westbound traffic. It's S-Sport time at Lexus. Receive a complimentary sports upgrade on selected models valued from $7,480. Visit your Lexus dealer today. T's and C's apply.
12-6 and Port Adelaide have won a flag.
Yeah, the Grange Dolphins C grade. They're made up of power players and coaches, and they took out the Adelaide Turf Competition T20 Premiership. Now, Tom Jonas, we're given the information. He's chairman of selectors. He's also the official team spokesperson, and he joins us now. Tom, welcome to the show.
Tommy.
Hey, pardon me, boys. Pretty good day down at Alvin today.
Well, you've been skipper 1 week, and already you got some silverware in the cabinet.
Yeah, looks pretty good, doesn't it? If we could stop right now, it'd be a good year.
Hey, let's talk about some of the stars. Tom Cleary, unbeaten on a half century, and Nathan Bassett contributed again with 49. Pretty solid, Bass.
Yeah, Clive dug in. He was a bit slow to get going, but put a few over the ropes late, so he got himself about, you know, striking at 130, and then Bass just, he noodles him around and plays his role every week, so he's been really strong for us, so... Those two got enough runs on the board and were able to defend them.
Bokey got 3 votes in the prelim. Did he get grand final nerves? Did he? How did he bat and bowl?
Yeah, a little bit of that. He got rolled early, but then he's always pretty fierce with the ball. I think he would have had a couple of drop catches, and then the batter's always the one that cops the wrath that happens. So, he was pretty important for us throughout the year, throughout the season. Obviously, opening the batting and the bowling probably shows you the sort of calibre of player he is.
Now, Johnny Butcher, what's his role? Is he a bowler?
Johnny's been a pretty integral fill-in. You can give him a moment's notice and he always gets down there. Okay. Sometimes he's a tad late, but we batted first every game, so we're out pretty well. But he took a screamer of a catch last night.
I heard that.
Well, you recruited well too. Ryan Burton, 4-9. That's pretty handy in from last year.
Yeah, he rated his tweakers and... So he should, with those sort of figures. He had a bit of a cameo with a bat earlier on, so he thought he was a batter, but maybe he's more of a bowler.
Okay, now up to B grade next year, Tommy, you jump up a level?
Yeah, if the likes of Hartlett and Broadbent make themselves available, then B grade is definitely an option, but I think at the moment C grade is pretty tempting just to go out there and have a bit of fun and be able to relax.
Hammer is a cricketer of note, isn't he?
Yeah, he tells me pretty regularly that he kept in front of Alex Carey when he was a junior. So I'm not sure if there's much truth to that, but yeah, he's pretty handy behind the sticks and with the willows, so he'd be eager to get out of there once he gets back playing a bit of footy.
So were you the scorer or the chewy man? You were basically the nugget Reese, I was told, of the team, Tommy, and everyone needs a nugget. He's a legend.
Yeah, something like that. I wore a few hats, a bit of square leg umpiring, drinks boy, just whatever had to be done. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's my role that I'm happy to play.
So clearly you can't play cricket.
Yeah, exactly. Not good enough to get a game. So I'm that bloke that bats 11 and doesn't bowl.
Fine leg to fine leg in the field as well. Hey, Tom.
Good on you, Tommy.
Congratulations. Pass our best wishes on to the boys
well done.
Now you can put this behind you and concentrate solely on your footy, and we wish you all the best with that as well.
Cheers, boys.
Yeah, good man, Tommy. Co-captain, he'll be tossing the coin for the first time this week at Port Pirie in 40-degree heat.
Yep. Be interesting,
he's a star.
Be interesting to see the strength of the sides as well. But yeah, good on. Bit of fun. C-grade premiers. As he said, happy to stay in the C-grade. Don't want to push up into the B-grade next year. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll do our last shout, thanks to the Barreau Hotel Group. It's going to be your opinion. You get the last say on the show. Rowie and I will have one. This is the 5AA Sports Show.